Hi, this is Betty Smith, Vice President of Communications at CQG, and today I'm speaking with Denise Schall, founder of the Rethink Group, which is a parent of Trader Psyches. Denise was one of the first traders to trade upstairs at the Chicago Board Options Exchange with former floor traders. Denise, drawing on her studies in neuroscience and psychoanalysis, is a thought leader in the psychology of risk, uncertainty, and exceptional performance. She has appeared on CNBC, PBS's Nightly Business Report, ABC News Now, Fox's Money for Breakfast, among other programs. And her first book, Market Mind Games, will be released this fall. So welcome, Denise.
Thank you, Betty.
Well, you found a very fascinating niche in the world of traders, essentially looking at what motivates trading behaviors. So can you tell me about how you got into this area or what motivated you to pursue it?
The funny thing is, I'm not sure I ever actually really planned on pursuing it. I, of course, as a trader for, I don't know, it had been 10 or 11, 12 years maybe at that point, I had read all of the trading psychology out there. And I had this background in neuroscience, psychoanalysis, which means really the neuroscience of emotion and unconscious emotion. And I said to myself, you know, what I know about the latest in neuroscience and what's out there in terms of trading psychology doesn't match up. So I just happened to be talking to a fairly well-known trader who was a neighbor of mine in New York, and he said, oh, you should write an article. And I'm like, yeah, but who's going to publish an article by me? Well, anyway, as it turned out, he said, you know, we know some editors in here. And so I wrote an article. It was published in the magazine, and people started calling. And once people started calling and I started talking to them about my view of emotions and trading, people responded. And then more people called, and then more people wanted talks. And so it took on this life of its own, and I knew that I had hit a nerve. And once I hit a nerve and people said that this version helped them more than the classic cognitive control your emotions version, I decided that I had to go with it. And here we are, 5 or 6 years later.
No, it's great. And I think that one of the most intriguing aspects of trading and talking to traders is that psychological component, you know, in the old classic market wizards. One of the things that's so interesting about those interviews is what different traders say about what they do and why they do it. So you've definitely touched a nerve. I know you offer mental coaching for traders. So what does that actually look like?
It depends on if the traders It somewhat depends on if the trader is institutional or independent. If they're institutional, it typically looks like, you know, we give a talk, we give a workshop, and then, you know, traders volunteer and say, we want mental coaching. It works that way for institutions. It works that way for individuals. We also developed a suite of e-learning products that takes people through the whole theory and a whole series of exercises that they can do on their own. And then we hold monthly group coaching meetings that everybody can show up at so that they can get some feedback, but it's very self-paced learning, electronic-based.
Sure. And when you're talking about psychoanalysis and emotion, trading psychology sounds a bit touchy-feely. So how well, it does. I mean, how have traders...
No, I'm laughing because I know that's true.
Yeah. I mean, so how have traders responded to your approach and to your research?
Well, I'll tell you, we wouldn't be talking if it wasn't that, I mean, an unbelievable amount of people said, I've read all the trading psychology, I've been a trader for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and this is the first thing that really makes sense. This is the first thing that really helped me. This finally brought it all together. Now I get it. If I've had one person say that in the past, however long it's been, 5.5 years, I've had 500. And there are always people that, you know, if I give a talk to a new group, there are always people who walk out of the room and who can't get the concept of emotions as data. But in general, I think because what I'm talking about is really what the research is showing about how our brain works and how emotional context and even social emotional context is everything to how we perceive anything, but particularly how we perceive risk and uncertainty, it's striking a chord because it's the truth. It's striking a chord because it's accurate, because people relate to it. I mean, like an example I gave at this presentation I talked in last night was one thing that tends to happen with people. If you have an argument with your spouse or teenager, whatever, you know, the guy on the highway in front of you, and some, you know, arguments all make us feel frustrated and out of control because we can't get the other person to see our point of view. We tend to turn to the market and put on a trade. Why? Because we're feeling out of control, like we can't get something that we want to happen. But we sure can get the market to do what we want, at least in terms of putting more shares or futures and contract in our account. And for a moment, it makes us feel like we've got control. And we don't even realize that the argument context, the feeling of that, you know, turned into a trade. And afterwards, you're like, what was I thinking? Well, what you were doing is you're taking how you felt in one situation and resolving it in another situation. And so there are a zillion more examples. But people relate, when I talk about things like that, they relate to that.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. If, you know, traders are always looking for an edge. And if they can look at their own emotional responses as data and have insight into their own behavior, certainly they could use that.
It's the ultimate edge. I mean, it's psychological leverage, and it really is the ultimate edge. It can be absolutely your best risk manager, and then as you understand yourself better, it's much more easy to read what other people are doing. It's much more easy to read the tape and understand the speeds and the rhythms and the chop and the flop, and you can kind of see other people acting out their emotions that they're trying to control while you're aware of the ones you have, and ultimately being able to tell what's an impulsive feeling and what's an intuitive or experiential learning feeling, and using that as valuable information.
This is the first of a two-part interview with Denise Schull. In part two, Denise talks about her book, Market Mind Games. Thanks so much. This is Betty Smith with CQG.